TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars. Just give them a call.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Night. This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears are back at practice today as they get ready to take on San Diego on Monday night. Jeremy Langford says he expects to start in place of the injured Matt Forte. And Jay Cutler says he's comfortable with Langford on the field.
Approach-wise, I mean, he's developing into a pro pretty quickly. I mean, he knows what we're asking at him, knows protections, obviously knows the run game. He's picking up the pass game very, very quickly. So he makes it comfortable as a quarterback to have him. And, you know, if you tell him something, he already knows it. He already knows what he's supposed to do. So he's developing that into that pretty quickly.
Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, and Ronis Grassu all sat out of practice again today. Jermaine Bushrod, Zach Miller, and Shea McClellan among those who were limited. Elsewhere in the NFL, Deadspin has released photos of Greg Hardy's girlfriend following allegations that Hardy beat her back in May of 2014. Coincidentally, Cowboys executive Stephen Jones canceled a regular Friday interview with 103 The Fan in Dallas today. He says it's because of scheduling reasons, according to Ian Rappaport. Titans rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota will start Sunday in New Orleans. Mariota missed the last two games after suffering a sprained left knee on October 18th. And Tom Coughlin says the Giants will make a determination on Saturday as to Jason Pierre-Paul's status for Sunday. In baseball, the White Sox have officially announced they've made Jeff Samardzija a one-year, $15.8 million qualifying offer. Cubs also made a qualifying offer to Dexter Fowler. He's expected to decline. He'll most likely become a free agent. Cubs also claim pitcher Ryan Cook off waivers from Boston today. Meanwhile, both Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney have the Cubs as the favorites to land pitcher David Price. Hawks are in New Jersey tonight to take on the Devils. Corey Crawford gets the start in goal. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. October sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Derrick Rose, why would you as a general manager trade for a guy who can't even jump like he used to? What does he do for you?
Well, let's see. Let me give him his eye back, okay?
But even last year,
yeah, even with his eye back, he does nothing for me. I can find a guy like that all over the place. There's guys like that all over the NBA. I can find that guy.
I mean, his value better right shoot now, he's got to try to go to the basket hard every single time. And he's not the same sort of above-the-rim finisher
he
used to be.
No, he's not the explosive player he once was. And there's a ton of guys. Look, there's a lot of... Look, this is a time when there are great point guards in a lot of places, dude. There are lots of great point guards. So when you say, well, you know what? That'll be quite... No, it won't.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick.
I'll give Jim Tonsula great credit because I was waiting to see when I saw Blaine Gabbert was going to be the starter. I wanted to see, is he actually going to stand in front of the media and say Blaine Gabbert of his 5-22 record gives us the best chance to win? And I give him great credit for not saying that. You know, he laid it well. You know, Colin Kaepernick needs to sit back and take a deep breath and learn something from the sideline. Well, he's going to learn from things from the sideline. He's going to learn that his organization's given up on him, and he's done there.
Do you believe that Kaepernick is salvageable?
Absolutely.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 4:06, why don't we talk a little basketball for a while? I love talking basketball.
We are joined now by Zach Harper of CBSSports.com. You follow him on Twitter, at Talk Hoops, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hi again, Zach.
How are you guys?
We're outstanding, my friend. How are you doing?
Outstanding as well.
All right, early in the season, it's very early in the season. Anything caught your eye that you say, oh, my God? There's something that caught my eye that said, oh, my God. And I don't even know why I'm saying, oh, my God, but it still has done it.
I keep trying to find ways to describe what Steph Curry's doing on a nightly basis, and the best way I could come up with was, oh, he's an alien because, you know, there's no human that can do that. But I'm not even convinced that alien technology is advanced enough to create something like Steph Curry, so I'm out of ideas on how to explain it. He's just one of the most dominant players in my lifetime, and he's kind of just getting going.
That's it.
Well, then the question is sustainability, because he keeps defying any comp that you might have for him. We're always more comfortable when we look for comparables, and he's just destroying all of those because he's doing things that we really haven't seen before, and he looks like somebody off the street who was just given a uniform. He's got no muscle definition. He's not even particularly fast or quick. You know, it's just bizarre, and it's making it all seem a little ridiculous.
It's like, I mean, the best comp I have for him is he's like Steve Nash with Brandon Jennings' shot selection. I mean, it's just, there's nothing wrong with what he does because every decision he makes is right because his skill set is that impressive. And it's not just that he's a great three-point shooter. Before the All-Star break last year, he was shooting 39.9% from three-point range, which was a down year for him. That was bad. 39.9% from three-point range. And by the way, he made up for it in the second half after the All-Star break by shooting 52%. And now this year, he's on pace to shatter his own record for threes in a season, which is the league record by far, by about 200. And granted, it's very early, but he's redefining what basketball is in this era, and it's a good thing. People are mad, like, oh, there's no power game. There's no back to the basket. Screw that. We're seeing incredible basketball skill on a nightly basis that can't be matched and that we've never seen before.
What's the significance of Steve Kerr now perhaps being out, some say, into February?
Yeah.
With
long,
you know,
time
it
yet.
It's easy for Luke Walton now, but there will be adversity.
Right. I mean, that's the tough thing, is that I think the best way that I've heard it described is you can kind of tell with the way they talk in the media, with some of the interactions during games, that Luke Walton really is like the substitute teacher, and they're on their substitute behavior. And while it's going well, and while they're winning games and blowing teams out, it's fine. You can get by that. But there will be a point where they lose a game or maybe two in a row, and they get a bit tougher testing on a nightly basis. And at that point, does he have the adjustment? Does he have the ear of the players? I assume he does, because I think Steve Kerr has fostered an incredible culture there, both on and off the court. But you still have to see him tested to know if he'll be able to respond as a coach, and that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that, Zach. It looks to me like he does. I've seen it a couple times, but you're right there. You don't know until something starts going wrong, because right now, hell, I mean, they don't need a coach. I mean, that thing is just like self-coachable. I mean, you watch them play, and they've improved from what they did last year. You thought they lacked this and they lacked that, and they don't have quite enough of this. You don't say that anymore when you watch Golden State play.
No, you don't. And it's a lot of read and react, so it kind of, it kind of solves itself, because they are so good in their own system, and there's not like, oh, you have to call this play right now and you have to call this play later on in the game. It's a very fluid motion. But a nice anecdote from the Houston Rockets when they blew them out was, there was a point in the fourth quarter, I believe, where they were still in this kind of very trapping, aggressive, blitzing style of defense, and Luke Walton had to ask his assistant coaches, wait, are we still doing this type of defense? Like, he actually lost track of that. So that kind of shows you that you can get in a little over your head as a coach and still be successful because your team's that good.
I saw the photo yesterday of LeBron James going back to the old school shorts, and I'm wondering if he just is doing it as a fashion statement, or if he actually thinks that it helps him as a player. But either way, you watch Cleveland and you see they're still working on it. They're still trying to figure it out. And there was everything going on last year with his LeBron coaching the team, his David Blatt coaching the team. Then they make a run. They're good enough in the playoffs to win some games that maybe they shouldn't in the finals, all hurt, and David Blatt keeps his job. But that situation is still ongoing, still developing with his relationship with LeBron and that team. Indeed.
Oh, definitely. And we got a bad trend with LeBron and his clothing. He took the headband off. He's ripping sleeves off his jerseys. The shorts are getting shorter. I mean, we may be going into a dangerous territory with the way he's defining his dress on the court. But with the team, there isn't a ton of pressure right now, because everyone just says, oh, when they get healthy, they're in the East. No one can really challenge them. They have a ticket punch to the NBA Finals. And I mostly agree with that. But you still have to make sure you get Kevin Love involved in the proper way, which it seems like they're trying to do. Once Kyrie Irving comes back and you get him healthy and in rhythm, then you have to see how the three of them work together, and does the defense still work on the court together. And then at that point, you get Iman Shumpert back, and does he fix the defense like he helped do last season? Because I think they were like 10% better guarding three-pointers last year with Iman Shumpert on the court, so he really does make a difference. But everything just has to be moving towards fine-tuning that team and getting them healthy for the playoffs, because that's the only thing we're going to judge them on. Can they win a title? And if they can't, and it's 2 years in a row with David Blatt getting to the finals but not winning, there's going to be a point where even that's not good enough, and they start looking to Tyronn Lue or somebody else.
Yeah, they made a point. LeBron made a point to make sure Kevin Love is loved. I mean, he has made a point this year to make sure, you look, I'm going to give you a lot of shots. You're going to get a lot of shots. I want you to take a lot of shots, and I want you to do this. And I want, I mean, it's not like LeBron is saying, oh, this guy, I don't know what he's doing all the time. He has made it his point, and I think it's smart, Zach, because it's one of the things he does. He makes sure he tells them how important he is, how important he is to what they want to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, LeBron is a great leader, and he knows how to get the most out of his teammates. It'll be interesting, though, how that dynamic works once Kyrie's back in the game, because Kyrie's not so much a sharer. He gets four or five assists a game. He can you know, he can move the ball when he wants to, but when he's running a pick and roll, he's looking to score because he's one of the best scorers in the league. And that doesn't really jive with a two-man game getting Kevin Love involved. So will LeBron sacrifice his own scoring and his own shots even more to make sure Love's still feeling loved and still feeling involved? That will be an interesting dynamic once those big three are back on the court together.
What do you make of the early returns of the Fred Hoiberg Bulls?
It's still, you know, kind of rusty. It looks like at times they know what they're doing. At times they're confused as to what's going on with the system or how they want to attack. They're playing faster. Sometimes the threes are there, sometimes it's not. It looks like a new head coach trying to iron out the kinks and iron out his rotation. I think in the long run, it's a great move and it's a great style to play. I don't know if they need to make a move and you know, either move Taj Gibson or try to go get a backup point guard who's a little more reliable than Aaron Brooks, although he was fantastic for them last season. Yeah. But you need a little bit more punch and consistency with that offensive punch, and I don't know if that just comes from more experience in the system or if that needs more personnel.
It's interesting because I think that when you look at this, you know time's running out. They're not getting any younger, so you're looking at this season. We were discussing before, Zach, about, well, do you try to make a move now? Because, hell, you can't. You just... They're not going to last that much longer with some of the ages, some of these players, with Gasol and Noah's in his 30s with one leg. I mean, it's just difficult to look down the road and say, oh, yeah, there's still time. There's not a lot of time left for this team.
No, and I think the team that maybe you look at that who's exemplified that the best is the Thunder, right? I mean, we thought in 2012 when they went to the finals with Durant and Westbrook and Harden and Ibaka, it was like, oh, this team's window is wide open for the next decade. Well, it wasn't. They haven't gotten back there since. It's tough to sustain that kind of success year in and year out because injuries happen, because guys regress or get traded or have contract demands or whatever. And so I think if you're the Bulls, you know, it's nice to try to set up that culture and set up, you know, oh, we can do this and do it for years. But at a certain point, you do have to just go for it. And if that means shaking things up and making a big move, I think it's more important to go for it now than to set up for later. I think you deal with the future, you know, when that starts coming to you.
Last thing I have for you, another story that we're going to watch all year, is the fact that the always ornery Kobe Bryant is not going gently into that good night. Rather raging against the dying of the light, and he's just not there. There's no parties, there's no rocking chairs, there's no Mariano Rivera tour for this guy, because Mambas don't need rocking chairs. And I'm wondering, is he going to last the season?
What's George Costanza, as a marine biologist's line? The sea was angry that day, like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli. I mean, that's Kobe's career right now. It's just this angry, you know, sense of frustration and awkwardness, and it's getting really awkward with watching him play. And he can have a quarter where it looks good, but for the most part, it's not just that he's missing shots. He's missing wide open shots by a large margin. And at a certain point, you know, I think it's impossible to think he's going to hang it up during the season or walk away at some point during the season because it's so bad. But it does let you appreciate a little bit more what Michael Jordan did in those Wizards days, as much as people want to forget them, especially where you guys are. He was still incredibly productive, whereas Kobe looks like he doesn't belong on the court at all. I mean, not even for a horrendous Lakers team. He's simply a shiny object to show the fans, to get them in the door, to remind them to buy merchandise and buy jerseys of once was, because what's now is just, it's cringeworthy.
All right, Zach, we appreciate it as always, my friend. Hopefully we can hook up down the road from time to time and talk some more Buckets, because the season will grow. There'll be other issues by the time we get to visit again.
Oh, there's always issues. I can't wait. Thanks,
Jeff. Thank you.
Zach Harper, he is from CBSSports.com. You find him on Twitter. He's quite the follow on Twitter.
It's a bit easy.
He's what you call a high-volume tweeter at Talk Hoops. Boris and Bernstein at Cortland's Garage of the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. It is, wow, we're already packed. I mean, it is, we got standing room at the bar already more than one deep, and they're trying to maybe turn over some tables here because I didn't think it filled up this fast. Well,
you can throw some people out if you want to.
Yeah, that guy.
Kick those guys out. Sure, we can get rid of some of them.
Yeah, we'll let them petition to be allowed to stay. We'll see. We'll sort through like we do a Hall of Fame. You'll just start kicking people out.
Check their IDs.
312-644-6767. Dan Durkin on the Bears at 440 on the Score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show. Starring two Bear greats. All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down, puts it in end zone, and yet we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. If
it's hard to watch.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. C-Town, do not get this twisted. I am not here to slam Johnny Manziel. In fact, I'm here to say they should start him. The Browns are a bad team. They're 2-7. They're going nowhere. The Browns do not know what they have in Manziel. And given what they have invested in him, they've got to find out. Can he play in that league? Can he start in that league? Watching him, who knows? Watching him in the first half, I'd say yes. Watching him in the second half, I'd say not a chance. If I'm the Browns, I tell him he's the guy, and I give him a giant stack of Drew Brees tapes so he can see how a quarterback who's also undersized can make plays and thrive in the NFL. But sending him back to the bench right now is dumb. Your season's over. You need to find out if this guy can do it. Give him the ball. It is Johnny time. I'm Jim Rome.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium. Boundless audio.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Number 3030.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse. For a limited time, their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of well-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a steamy couple you won't want to miss. Hurry to Sullivan Steakhouse before this love affair is over. River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire, Sullivan.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Pea coats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Steak.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, we'll be visiting with Dan Durkin in about 15 minutes or so. Nobody breaks it down. Nobody gets you ready for a Bears game better than he does. Right. Or to the Bears and the Chargers.
This is a report that bothers me here.
Yes.
This is ProFootballTalk.com. So far, the Cowboys haven't commented on the photos of Greg Hardy's accuser, which were published for the first time this afternoon. And there could be a reason they're withholding comment. According to Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, a source said the photos were not accessible to the team before the Cowboys signed Hardy. The league said this afternoon they saw the photos prior to Commissioner Roger Goodell suspending Hardy for 10 games, which was shortened to 4 games, by Goodell's handpicked hearing officer. If the Cowboys didn't see them, that could allow them to stop employing Hardy. The Ravens cut Ray Rice within about 8 hours of the video of him punching his wife emerging, but the Cowboys don't seem inclined to part ways with the pass rusher, so their strategy could just be to wait for the storm to pass so people stop being outraged. They knew what he did or what he was accused of, and as it is in the case of Rice, the photographic evidence merely makes tangible what everyone with the least bit of curiosity would have to know. But nothing they've done throughout this process indicates they would have cared one way or another. Again, this isn't the Ray Rice case. It was still largely unknown. We could assume. But in this case, it was known. What you're saying is now, what's happening is now, unless there's video, unless there's photographs, you're saying that testimony, police reports, other evidence,
police reports,
descriptions, yeah, aren't valid evidence?
That's what they're saying.
We know what happened.
It didn't happen unless I can see it.
There's no gray area here.
And this is
absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, you think they care what those pictures look like? They knew what they were signing. They can read. Oh, well, let me see. I didn't know that happened. Really? She was bruised? Wow. If you read the police report, a quite extensive police report, and very thorough about what happened,
it's not just
it was all there.
It's what was actually entered under oath, testimony under oath.
So now you think
in a conviction.
Now you think the Cowboys, now make them run now. They'll make them get rid of them now. What?
Jerry Joseph, I never saw those pictures. I'd like to take a look at them and see what the show. And now we're going to reconsider my decision because I had no way of knowing without seeing these photos what was going to happen.
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Come on. You don't need to see the photos.
No, you don't. You kind of get the impression he was found guilty. What do you think? He's found guilty. There's none of Mark Hunter. Amazing. He's found guilty of abusing him. Not a Mark Hunter. What?
Everything that was in the photos was described by people who saw them.
Yeah.
Testified to. How can it matter? other than to the... If Jerry Jones was fine with it then, he's fine with it now.
Yes.
And the fact that this is breaking on a Friday afternoon means there's no reason for them to do anything. There will be football played soon enough.
And Stephen Jones backed out of a supposed radio gig he had today. He was going to be interviewed, and he bet. Well, who can? Again, maybe there's probably a very good reason he backed out, because I think they probably are going to keep a low profile on this, but they
there
know
was,
it.
There wasn't they know any what they hired. Question, no mystery, no question, no, well, maybe it could have been this. The Cowboys had all that information at their disposal. Everybody knew. This can't be news to people.
Apparently it is, though. It's been in the news cycle since we've been on the air. It's like, are you kidding me?
Listen to the call to the police, the initial call. Then read the report. Then read sworn testimony. And look what was entered into evidence in a case that resulted in his conviction. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, my God, there's pictures? Now the Cowboys, now they're really going to have to call him on the carpet for this.
Yeah, I'll bet Jerry feels real bad. I bet Jerry feels real bad.
Wow.
Whoa, they took the carpet and ran with it, so to speak.
Wow.
Nice.
Here's the latest on the Bears.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Your child can take the field at a Bears home game as the next Junior Staley. Visit any Jewel Osco for more details. Hello, I'm Zach Sidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
That's not coming back. Not this game anyway, I don't think. So you have to work with the young kid. I mean, like I said earlier, he makes it easy. I mean, his work and his preparation, you develop trust pretty quickly, just because the way he holds himself to a certain standard each day at practice.
The reality sinking in for Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. Matt Forte likely out Monday. He's yet to practice with a knee injury this week, so rookie Jeremy Langford in line to make his first start at running back, but first, he had to get over last week's critical drop.
It took a while, you know, watching on film a couple of times, but it just, you know, as a player, you know, everybody had not have a perfect game, you know, so you got to go through that. And when Cutler came over and said it to me, I wanted to play that, you know, lost the game. It really just helped me out a little bit to now they need me to be the starter, so I can't really think about that drop anymore.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The hot stove starting to heat up as we move closer to the general manager meetings in December. Today, the White Sox announced they've made a one-year $15.8 million qualifying offer to right-handed pitcher Jeff Samardzija. Cubs have also made a qualifying offer, this one to Dexter Fowler. He's expected to decline that offer and become a free agent. Cubs also claim pitcher Ryan Cook off waivers from Boston. Meanwhile, both Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney say the Cubs are the favorites to land free agent David Price. The Score's Bruce Levine says outfielders Alex Gordon and Jason Hayward are also on the Cubs' radar. To the ice, where Marian Hossa leads the Blackhawks in points against New Jersey with 42 in 44 games against the Devils in his career. But Hossa is not with the team in Jersey for tonight's game, thanks to that lower body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville says he hopes Hossa is back and ready to go against Edmonton on Sunday. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops on this one at 6. Bears continued getting ready for Monday Night Football and the Chargers today at Hallis Hall. Jeremy Langford told the media he expects to start in place of Matt Forte on Monday night. Forte sat out of practice today along with Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, and Aronis Grassou. Jermon Bushrod, Zach Miller, and Shea McClellan among those who were limited. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Will Sutton, broadcasting live on Wednesday, November 11th from Hooters in Downers Grove for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field, brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Where are you going to play Alex Gordon?
If you're there's no place to play Alex Gordon.
You've got a whole
center.
You got enough left fielders on your team.
You got enough left fielders. Is right. I don't
Schwarber's
know.
Schwarber's your left fielder.
Schwarber's your left fielder. Yeah. I don't know what Alex Gordon is a starter for me in left field. That's just not for the Cubs.
Maybe they think Bryant can play center.
Okay, and then you play
Schwarber in right, or Gordon goes to right.
I don't like your outfield defense one bit at that point.
When you drafted these guys, you didn't like your outfield defense.
No, I know, but Alex Gordon is a redundant piece for them.
It'd be a nice piece. I mean, it'd be great if you actually needed him.
Yeah, I don't want to play Schwarber in right.
No.
A bad right fielder hurts you. A bad left fielder doesn't.
No. Can't do it. No can do. Let me say this. I know that Jay Cutler went over to make Langford feel better, but the minute somebody comes over there and tells you, you know, your play didn't, that didn't cost us the game, you know what that means?
It probably cost you the game.
It probably cost us the game. I mean, that's like, I understand that the sentiment is there, but never. Don't do that, because you know, you may, unless it's a guy like you can't think at all, but if Steve walks and says, hey, you know, come on, dude, you know, heads up, that your play didn't cost us that game. Yeah, it did. Yeah, yes, it did. Because if somebody's going to walk by his room and say, yes, it did. And it really doesn't matter if Forte can play or not, because if you want to get a glimpse of the future, now's the time to do it.
There's no downside to
worry
about
it. No, there's none.
You're 2-5. Let him run.
Let him run
wild and free.
Yeah, let him go. I mean, this is what you drafted him for. This is what you believed he was going to be. So get a couple games up and see what you think.
Dan Durkin is next with his weekly breakdown of the Bears' upcoming opponent. You've got Boers and Bernstein on WSCR, The Score.
It's the Mercy Hospital postgame show, starring two Bear greats, All-Pro center Olin Cruz.
Jay Cutler puts his shoulder down, puts it in the end zone, and yet we find a way to lose.
And Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
The Bears had their opportunity. It's hard to watch.
Along with Score football expert Hub Arkish.
Jay, for the most part, we had the time to do what he had to do, and they ran the ball well.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Pea coats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally. No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that, and then I turned 9.
Mom, CBS Thursdays.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.
Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays. A pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O, it's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And we're right on the money at 440 at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with our guy.
You should be following him on Twitter at DJ Durkin, and you can read his work at 670thescore.com. Dan Durkin analyzes football for us and for you, and he has looked extensively at the San Diego Chargers. So what has he found?
A lot of parallels, actually. Hello, boys, by the way. A lot of parallels.
Hello,
Dan. I see two disappointing teams, obviously, underachieving pretty significantly, but they've both been hit pretty hard by injuries. But specifically with the Chargers, when I look at them, obviously this is a team that is probably very surprised by how difficult it's been running the football this year. You know, they go out and spend a first-round draft pick on Melvin Gordon and just really have not been able to get anything on track. But luckily for them, they have a guy like Philip Rivers that they can plug in there, and he's been, you know, absolutely fantastic. He leads the NFL in passing yards this year. He's third in passing touchdowns, so the offense pretty much runs through his right shoulder. And then I think that in front of him, they've had a lot of difficulties along their offensive line, a lot of injuries, a lot of different combinations, very similar to what the Bears are going through right now. They just lost their top weapon in Keenan Allen. The Bears lost, you know, Alshon for a stretch there. So a lot of similar, you know, traits between these two teams and their struggles. But I think this is going to be a pretty close game. Ultimately, to me, though, it really comes down to how much pressure you can put on Philip Rivers, just simply because there's a lot of opportunity to get through in that offensive line, both on the edge and in the interior.
Let's go back to Melvin Gordon for a second. What's wrong? Are the Chargers just poor at it, or is he a bad draft pick?
I don't think he's a bad draft pick. I see a lot of hesitance with his running, which is strange. You know, I think that he's still, his eyes and his feet aren't necessarily working well together, and he's had some, ball security issues as well. He's put the ball on the ground, and you're just not going to gain the trust of your coaches and your teammates when you're doing that and putting them in bad situations like that. But I see him really not understanding the timing of some of the blocking schemes that the Chargers use in front of him on run plays, and I see a little bit of hesitance, which is just something you weren't accustomed to. He was such a perfect fit there at Wisconsin, very quickly pressing the line of scrimmage, but doing a lot of lateral dancing before he's getting north and south, and that just doesn't work in the NFL. These guys are too fast and they're too strong. But a bright spot for them has been Danny Woodhead. He's a guy that, just because of the fact that the Chargers have struggled so much with running the football, Woodhead's a guy who's playing a lot. They play a lot of 11 personnel, so he's on the field. He's very well trusted in terms of being able to pick up a defensive end or help out chipping on somebody, but really effective in the passing game as well. Almost half of his receptions this year have gone for first downs. He leads the team in yards after the catch. He's a really strong target in the red zone as well. So I think that while they'd want a little bit more out of Gordon, Danny Woodhead has certainly exceeded their expectations.
Zach Zaidman earlier was speculating that the fact that Alshon Jeffrey broke out in his return and is making himself available just by being who he is and where he is on the field with some of those back shoulder throws that really are not defendable if properly executed, that would mean that Martellus Bennett is going to get the looks that he desires if those guys are on the same side of the field and perhaps forcing safeties to make decisions. Is he right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of the things in my What to Watch For that I wrote about is San Diego has really struggled to defend both running backs in the backfield, but then to Zach's point, tight ends. Tight ends have scored a touchdown in 5 of the 8 games against the Chargers this season. What I see from this team is, I think that there's some question marks in that secondary. Obviously, Eric Weddle has been dealing with a groin injury. He's one of the best safeties in the league when he's healthy, but their linebackers, particularly up the middle, aren't very athletic. So I've seen some issues there just in like reading and recognizing exactly what's going on. Their safety play, like I said, outside of Weddle hasn't been that consistent, but do definitely agree that Marty's a guy that they need to get going. He only had 5 targets last week. He was double digits the previous couple. I think it's going to be imperative for the Bears to find him the ball because their troubles have been basically up the seam and then into the flats. When you can single them up against a linebacker or you get them singled up against a safety, the guys just are typically a step slow, and then there's a lot of yards after the catch that happens with that. So I do think that both Marty and Jeremy Langford should figure very big in the Bears passing. But I do agree with you. Alshon's going to continue to see coverage roll his way. You've seen that since the first game he came back against Detroit. Jason Verrett is a cornerback for San Diego. He's a smaller guy, but he's feisty. I'm assuming they'll match him up against Alshon for the duration of the game. A lot of man concepts from the Chargers team, but I think that Marty and Langford should have a really nice game, particularly in the passing game.
Yeah, I think one of the concepts of Chargers is bad defense, is it not?
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty much what they give you?
Yeah, they do. The thing I like about them though is there are a few pieces on that defense that I said, like a guy like Jason Verrett, that Corey Legit. There are some guys on there, but they're just too few and far between. And I think that Pagano's had a tough time kind of really figuring out what it is that he wants to do. He plays a lot of these man concepts, but when your secondary can't really hold up and your pass rush isn't getting home as frequently as it wants, you're getting exposed, down the field. And that's something that's happened to the Chargers pretty frequently this year, but I think this has the potential to be a pretty high-scoring game. I think both of these secondaries are vulnerable. I think both these secondaries can be beat. I am very impressed with the way that Phillip Rivers is playing this year, but I think it really does come down to the protection up front because they're really struggling at the tackle position, and it shows each week. He's very good at getting the right protection called. However, can the guys block it is the next question. And they leave him basically with 5 men, sometimes like a soft 6-man. What I mean by that is maybe they'll send Woodhead out to chip before they're releasing him out there. So they're really trusting that front 5 to hold up, and frankly, it hasn't frequently enough. They're getting sacked every 19 dropbacks. So that's something that they definitely haven't been able to shore up over their first 8 games.
The best we could figure out, Mark Mariani was about to lose his return job to Eddie Royal, and then Eddie Royal got hurt. And Mariani had to go back out there and keep doing it, even though the coaches appeared to have lost trust. It's a bad game or something wrong?
That's one of the first couple things that I put out there on Twitter when I was at the game. It's just he really wasn't seeing the ball well. Clearly, he had some indecisiveness when it came into that, but wasn't tracking the ball. I think the fact that it was a left-footed punter that may have thrown him off as far as the spin of the ball and how it tails definitely is different than what he's accustomed to seeing every day from either the Jugs machine or from Pat O'Donnell. But those aren't excuses.
They brought in a left-footed punter. They brought in Zoltán Mezco, and you can also reverse the spin of the Jugs machine.
I agree. I'm saying I completely agree. He's a professional. That's what he gets paid to do. He does play some offensive snaps, but he's pretty much there to be a returner. So he needs to obviously hold up his end of the bargain. He had a chance on one of the kickoff returns where it was about a 7-yard deep kick, but by the time he caught the ball, the kickoff coverage team wasn't even at the 30-yard line. It's like you've got to bring the ball out in that instance, and I've seen that from him a lot this year. Just very quick to just either let it go out of the end zone or just not return it at all. And the Chargers have had their own struggles as well. I think that their longest punt return, this isn't a joke, was like a yard this year from Jacoby Jones. They actually cut him and brought somebody else in. Dree Archer's a guy that the Steelers let go. I thought the Bears might bring him in for a tryout, but definitely not getting the lift from the return game this year. And then the struggles have continued to the coverage units as well. Obviously, there's been 11 return touchdowns this year. Three of them have happened against the Bears. A lot of them do really just come down to guys not getting off of blocks. But when you actually look, I did a breakdown a couple weeks ago, their schemes are pretty predictable in terms of like which guys they're using in which lane, who is their safety man, who's their headhunter. Like all those things are pretty easy to figure out, and it's pretty clear that special teams coordinators around the league have figured the Bears schemes out very quickly.
I don't know how good San Diego is at it, but I just hope, Dan, that at some point that the Bears actually get a hand on a guy returning a punt or a kick. I mean, they'll get a hand on somebody,
this
right?
This could be the week. This is so your hope is probably going to be fulfilled in this week, Terry, because it's just been an absolute struggle to watch the Chargers return the ball. And I mean, like I said, these two teams have so many different parallels. Like you can just strip the jersey off and kind of see the same type of game being played, and it's like it looks very similar when you watch these two teams play. However, I think that Phillip Rivers, obviously his team is bad, so that's forcing him to throw the ball a lot more. He's been pretty exceptional this season, just in terms of how he's getting the ball out there, how they're using it. I really like the way that Mike McCoy attacks defenses. I think a big key for the Bears this week, yes, the Chargers have big and physical guys. You have Antonio Gates. You have Ladarius Green. You have Malcolm Floyd. Got to jam these guys, because what I've seen in the film that I've watched is when teams are able to get home with their blitzes, it's typically they're playing man coverage on the back, and just that little bit of press there at the beginning allows that rush team just to get there a second earlier, a click earlier than they would had you not. So I would fully anticipate Fangio to really press a lot with his corners this week, both inside and out. And I saw it a little bit last week against the Ravens before Antonio Gates was, let's say he's coming off the slot or if he's in a wing position, Courtney Upshaw or Elvis Dumervil, whoever it was, would give him a little shot before he released out into his route. So I think that's really jamming those receivers, disrupting the timing of this offense is going to be pretty key, and then being able to get home to Phillip Rivers and create some pressure.
Yeah, the worry is that Phillip Rivers is just good enough to understand the limitations of the Bears' secondary, and it might take some time, but he's going to probe, he's going to test, he's going to wait for somebody to get knocked out, for somebody he can pick on. I just think that these NFL games are long enough that eventually the Bears' secondary, if properly waited out, will give the opponent enough to win.
It's exactly how I see this game working out. I see it being very close, but in the end, when it's come down to it, the Bears secondary has been asked to make plays in crucial moments. This is a team whose game plan is to try and keep it close into the fourth quarter, keep it into a possession game, and then give yourself a puncher's chance. But the problem with that is, in those moments, games typically come down to maybe 6 to 10 plays that decide it. What that means is your talent needs to be able to step up and make a play in those 6 to 10 plays, and the Bears just simply don't have it, particularly in the secondary. And you've seen it happen now a couple times. Stephon Diggs, for the most part, they were able to keep him locked up. They were able to keep Teddy Bridgewater locked up for the majority of the game. But when the time mattered at the end of the game, they were able to get open. They were able to find it. The thing I say this a lot. The thing I love about football is if you're bad, they're going to find you. They're going to find the matchup on the field. They identified Sherrick McManus is out there on the field in the slot. They line Stephon Diggs Diggs up in the slot. Next thing you know, it's a 40-yard touchdown, just a little like whip option route that they ran. I mean, he separated. He was right in front of me, actually, in the press box. He separated from McManus by like 4 or 5 yards in that first cut. I mean, you could see what was going to happen there. So I do agree with you that Philip Rivers is definitely smart enough and definitely savvy enough to figure this team out eventually. I do think that the Bears secondary will be their undoing. However, I won't be surprised if this is a pretty close game down to the end.
Yeah, I would think that's going to be the case. I would just say that the other thing, even though he did get the ball to Stephon Diggs and he made the big bet, Teddy Bridgewater, my guy, did not impress me, Dan. So I'm kind of like, oh my God, am I scouting that bad? Because it just, even though he got the win, they came back and beat the Bears, it just wasn't impressive.
It wasn't impressive. I mean, you go back to the throw that he had to Charles Johnson that set up Blair Walsh.
Oh.
That should have been intercepted. I mean, obviously, that's a pass that he should never have thrown. The pass should have been picked to begin with. But I do agree with you that Teddy did not look strong in that game. He looked very indecisive. I think the Bears got to him a little bit. He didn't really respond well to the pressure that they were throwing at him. But I think that's an NFL problem. That's just part of the overall NFL quarterbacking problem is so many of these teams that are forced to turn to guys who are effectively still rookies. Those are the things that you're going to have to struggle with. He's not really comfortable with reading a full field. He's not very comfortable with getting his protection lined up properly. So he's having to, effectively learn on the job. And so you're seeing that. That's not to say he couldn't be a good starter down the road, but I do agree that I think that my expectation of what Teddy could be in the NFL, I've definitely had to kind of like limit that a little bit. I think his ceiling is a little bit lower than I thought it was coming out of Louisville.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Guys. Love you, my friend. All right.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. That is Dan Durkin, who joins us regularly Fridays to scout the Bears' upcoming opponent. We're the Boers and Bernstein Show. This is the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Cortland's Garage in downtown Arlington Heights. Still time if you want to come in here and register to win the Bulls Clippers tickets that could be yours in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. We got the Power Hour that's going to start next, and nobody will bring that power like we can, or something.
What?
I don't know. Idiot.
Somebody else coming in?
Yes, you have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Prices. He does this because he sources it as a negociant. He goes to the best vineyards around the world and knows when certain vintages of theirs have produced too much for their bottling run. So he buys it, and then he puts his name on a bottle and puts a number on the bottle, and then you drink spectacular wine for a fraction of the price. And you're going to want to listen to this deal because the wine in your order is going to ship for free. That is extremely rare. If you drink wine and if you buy wine from other places, you know that it's usually a major expense. But it's not so in this case. And one you absolutely have to try. We've talked about a bunch of the different varietals lately, but this is one, this monster Cabernet that you've got to taste. We had it the other night. It's spectacular. It's the Lot 600. It's easy to remember. The just-released Oakville Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. And this is going to be one of your typical Napa cabs with that dark blue fruit core that just pops out of the glass. Although I do suggest very strongly that you decant it for, or at least open the bottle at least an hour before you're going to drink it, because that helps all of the size of this wine. It helps the tannins start unwinding a little bit. But it's got the oak notes. It's got the dark cocoa and the earthiness to it, exotic spice. Your patience will be rewarded if you wait for this wine. And this was sourced from an Oakville producer that makes ridiculously delicious Cabernet.
And people who really know this AVA know about the Oakville Crossroad and Money Road and the average price per bottle for 90-plus scoring Napa cabs and Wine Spectator is what we're talking about here. So the fact that it is near Money Road is actually quite appropriate. So what you're going to do, if you want to taste this Lot 600, and I know you do, go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner, and here's your code for the free shipping. Dan, it's that simple. D-A-N, that's your code. You get free shipping on your order and a free sommelier corkscrew. You can get a case of the Lot 600 and you can put half of it on a rack for 15 years. You can enjoy some of it now. It's ready to go as long as you open it early enough. And a case of wine that's 50 pounds is going to ship for free. This doesn't happen, but it's happening for you. And you get a free sommelier corkscrew. So again, chwine.com. Chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner. Enter D-A-N. Don't wait. It's the Lot 600 Cabernet. It's spectacular, and there's a limited supply of it, so get some today.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322.